Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning and welcome to the third and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Coming up, Am I the Asshat? Then the Ditlet. And then Monday, we do a lot of TV talk. Talk Drag Race and more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Adam Sandler got the Mark Twain Prize over the weekend. And there's some funny outtakes. There's some funny clips, especially from Conan O'Brien. We'll play that a little bit later. But first, it's time for you to decide who's the bigger butthole. And for that, we turn to Am I the Asshat.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
Part one. It's really just the only part now. I used to say that when we did two parts. Lex, it's me, right?
On
Mondays.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I need to put that in the
You
grid.
Are Mondays, yes.
I'm Wednesdays. Jason's turn. Yeah, okay, because I always forget that. Okay, here we go. Am I the asshat for telling my sister that her baby isn't the only one that matters? Ooh, here we go. Ooh, ooh. And we'll be right back. It's kind of why I picked this one. Okay, here we go. I am a 32-year-old male. I'm expecting my second child with my wife. My wife is 14 weeks pregnant, and we are really excited. My sister, 25, and her wife are also pregnant with their first child. My sister and her wife did in vitro, and my sister is 38 weeks pregnant. Very happy for them. Very happy, and I think they will make great parents. The other day, we all met up to see our grandparents. They live out of state and don't visit a lot. So when they do, we always set aside time to see them together. My grandparents were talking about how excited they were to see my sister and her wife become mothers. And they couldn't wait to have their first great-granddaughter. They continued to talk about my sister's baby and didn't even acknowledge my wife's pregnancy. I could tell that it was really hurting my wife. So I tried to start a conversation to include her, but it always went back to my sister and my sister-in-law's baby. I even tried to talk about the gender reveal we're holding soon, but no one seemed to care. My wife got upset and walked out of the room. My sister asked me if everything was okay, and I told her that my wife was upset because she's feeling left out. My sister-in-law apologized and said that it wasn't her intention. My mom tried to convince my wife to come back and sit down, but she refused. My sister told me that my wife can't expect every conversation to be about her, and this isn't a competition. I told my sister that her baby isn't the only baby that matters, and ours matters too. My grandma told me that she would be more than happy to discuss both pregnancies, but it was too late. My wife wanted to leave, so that's what we did, and that's where we are. I'm now being called a butthole by my parents for making a scene with my grandparents. I feel like no one cares enough to see my wife and I's side in this. 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Lex.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to say he is asshat.
Really?
Yeah. I think his wife's feelings are absolutely validated for feeling that way. But, you know, you can't always control the conversation and what's happening. It's not like they were completely ignored. Ooh, this is so tough.
Ooh, yeah.
But it's not like she's trying to, you know, be the focus. But at the same time, she's further along. This is her first pregnancy. It was an IVF pregnancy. Like, let her have her shine. And then, yeah, like, and then, oh, gosh, I guess he did bring it up. But then just to leave again. Maybe, you know, the wife just needed a moment there. Oh, gosh. This is a hard one. I don't know. Uh-huh. Maybe it's maybe part, but it sounded like everybody needed a moment and hopefully, you know, can come back together and just say, all right, you know, obviously no kid is more important than another kid. But I think by him saying that, it made it worse. Maybe that's where I'm getting at.
By the husband saying
by
that?
By saying, your kid's more important than my kid. You know, it's just like, oh, yeah. My gosh, now you've really made this worse.
Holly?
Mm. This is like a seven-layer bean dip of asshattery. Because I'm gonna step out of the... I'm going to go outside of the bun.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm going to say that the grandma's the asshat.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
For not being more inclusive in the conversation. Mm. I'm just, grandma, come on now. I know that you're having that conversation, but if we're in the general realm of pregnancy here, at least your granddaughter-in-law's pregnancy can be acknowledged at this point. But admittedly, within this seven-layer bean dip too, the guy for just bringing it up and phrasing it in the way that he did to his sister, that was also a tinge asshat, where it was like, not everyone didn't. It just, you know, but then it's like, man, those sibling relationships run deep.
Oh,
yeah. I just want to go away. I don't want to be around any of these people.
Well, because there's just a lot of feelings in that bean dip.
Yes.
We're going to take this analogy all the way through. It's seven layers, girl. There's seven layers of feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the wife. This is her second pregnancy. You have the wife.
Yes.
Who feels bad, obviously. Just because it's the second pregnancy doesn't mean it's any less important. And then you have the husband who is trying to defend his wife. I can't really blame him for kind of getting on his haunches a little bit.
Do you think maybe because they're doing the baby reveal, so she's not that far along. The sister is like 2 weeks away. And maybe, you know, maybe the time of pregnancy might matter.
Maybe. But it also sounds like the grandparents aren't around a lot. So this is like, you know what I mean? Mm. What makes me go a little bit with Holly is if the grandparents aren't around a lot and this is like this is the one chance with the grandparents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grandparents, you should probably share the love a little bit. They don't see you that often. This is it. And you're only going to acknowledge. I don't know about the husband's reaction. I just know that if I was the wife having that second child, I would be hurt. I don't know if I would want my husband to cause family turmoil about it.
Yeah.
But I could see where the wife would have some hurt feelings.
Mm-hmm. But also with those hurt feelings, I think if I was in her position, that would be a conversation that we would be having on the drive home.
Oh. conversation, yes.
Wouldn't be leaving the room and doing whatever. It's just like, okay, well, I'm going to eat this now, and I'm going to serve you this when we're driving home.
Absolutely.
Well, and the sister-in-law did apologize too, right? Like, she did say, like,
yes,
that wasn't what, you know,
the intention
for this to happen.
Yep. Let's go to Mary on line 1-651-641-1071. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show. How do you feel about this?
Hi. I think everybody has worn the hat. But
okay,
I think the husband, in not understanding the wife's hormones, she's probably a little more sensitive because she is pregnant. And at the point that basically everyone apologized and tried to include her, he should have had his wife either take a step back and take a breath and then rejoin the conversation. If there was no apology, her feelings and his feelings would be more valid than they are by them being as childish as they're acting.
Because a apology was given. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You do gotta give people grace, for heaven's sake.
Absolutely. And if you're not aware that there's a problem, you can't correct the problem. Once they've been made aware, they understood.
Yes, Mary.
And tried to make it better.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely. Thank you, Mary. Well, I always talk about, this is very different, but this goes to what Mary just said. And Lex, you've heard me make this example before. And I've mentioned this story before, so I do have permission. Lord knows I don't talk about a section of Colin's family a lot because I don't need that. But I don't need the drama. But acknowledging that there is a problem, when I first met Colin, I had a relative of his that when we were standing, all three of us, she would not acknowledge me. She would talk to Colin about me. And I'm standing right there.
Whoa, that's weird.
She'd be like, it was very odd. She was like, da da da. So are you and Jason? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like standing there going, hello, hello,
McFly.
Hello.
Oh my
right
gosh.
Here.
Wow. And, yeah. Did you say anything? Or were
I
you just...
did. Instead of getting hurt, I know this is not apples to apples, but I'm just saying, going with that last line of that caller, I did actually grow a pair. And I, in a very polite, joking way, I brought it up to this relative. I go, do you know that you do this? And I said it like that. I go, do you know that you do this? She's no, she was mortified.
Yeah, so you give an opportunity.
Give an opportunity because I was, before I took offense to it. They didn't know. She honestly didn't know. And it never really happened again. Let's give Chaz the last word. Hi, Chaz.
Hey, Jason. So when it comes to apologies, though, the only thing I want to bring up about the fact that the sister apologized, see, apologies can be words, but also I think apologies has to do with actions. And they may have apologized, but they didn't change their behavior. So for me, it's like the words don't really mean anything if you keep on going down the same path that you're on.
Chaz, you make a great point. What happened here, though, is that the wife just got up and left.
Yeah, so there was no opportunity for the grandparents to make good. But Chaz, you're absolutely right. I love that. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Great
point. Yeah, but if the wife would have, and maybe she didn't want to.
No,
maybe
that's
she needed a Mariah Carey fragrant moment. Mm-hmm. And this goes to what Holly said. Get in the car and have one of those great ride home conversations that we have all had.
Yep.
Did you hear what your family said to me?
You should be happy I just sat there and ate those cheese and crackers.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. You should be... No, my line, Lexi, you should be glad I left the room. Because if I had not left the room, this would have ended very, very differently. This would have ended differently.
I am so happy to be telling you about JTR Roofing again. They're caught up with all the My Talkers work and they're ready to go again. And it's so great. I'm so grateful for our soffits and thatch awe. Yeah, that's what we had done last year. That's the undercarriage and the perimeter of our roof. That's where our damage was. It wasn't necessarily on the top, but especially with this wet winter that we've been having, it's been very nice to not have to worry about any damage. Now, of course, they can help with your roofing, but they can also help with your siding, your soffits and fascia, which is what we needed, of course, your gutters, windows, decks. They can help. And right now, if you mention me or my talk, you can save $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutter. Great thing is they also work with insurance, so they'll happily work with you with that. And then also they serve the Twin Cities area and Western Wisconsin. JTRroofing.com to make that appointment and get your roofing, siding, and gutters done. Tell them I sent ya.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis. in the morning. Live.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
My Talk, live streaming all over the place on our My Talk app. Holly Roberts has the dirt alert. Hello, Holly.
Oh, Jason and Alexis, let's talk about what was happening with Jonathan Majors over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
He was arrested on Saturday in Manhattan and charged with assault and harassment in what the New York City Police Department described as a domestic dispute. His defense attorney does say Jonathan Majors is completely innocent and is probably the victim of an altercation with a woman he knows. Now, that attorney went on to say, we are quickly gathering and presenting evidence to the district attorney with the expectation that all charges will be dropped imminently.
It's unfortunate, man.
Very.
I mean, where's the truth? And yeah. Oof.
Yeah. At the time, the police statement listed strangulation, assault, and harassment as potential charges. But Majors was ultimately charged with two counts of assault in the third degree, attempted assault in the third degree, aggravated harassment in the second degree, and another harassment charge. Now, rep for Majors denies all these allegations, saying he's done nothing wrong, and they look forward to clearing his name and cleaning up all of this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I remember he was in Lovecraft Country.
Yes.
On HBO. That's really the only place I've seen him.
Creed 3.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He was in Creed 3.
And now he's a Marvel guy. He's the new villain. He's the major villain.
Yeah, in Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania. So yep. Jonathan Majors, hot right now in his career. You know, as a result of whatever happened this weekend, the U.S. Army commercials have been pulled because he's starring in a new campaign for them. So they are just going to take those off the air for the time being until all of this gets figured out.
Yeah. Oof.
Let's stick with the celebrity justice theme over in the UK. Prince Harry unexpectedly arrived at UK High Court this morning in support of his privacy claims against the Daily Mail's publisher Associated Newspapers. So there he is over in the UK. He's among a group of public figures suing Associated Newspapers over what they claim is misuse of private information.
I wonder how that's going to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And especially given how not popular he is right now. Not that that has any bearing on how the case is going to go, but I don't know.
Yeah. You know, other celebrities in this group include Elton John and his husband, David Furnish, Elizabeth Hurley, and Sadie Frost. She is a director, model, actor. She used to be married to Jude Law. If that name sounds name familiar.
Right. I was just going to say, that is a name we have not heard in a while.
I know. Wow. So, you know, it'll be interesting. And I guess not being a, you know, I know that the libel laws are different in the United States than they are in the UK. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where the burden of proof lies necessarily in all of this. But it's different than what it would be here. So,
oh, absolutely.
So there he is.
And that's quite a menagerie of people there that I think they have a better success that way.
A menagerie of people.
Why did that word tickled me?
Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? Let's cross the pond again, because one of the other big stories of the weekend was that Adele is extending her Las Vegas residency at Caesar's Palace. Boom! June through November. So if you didn't get a chance to see Adele during her first stint at Weekends with Adele, her second leg of her Las Vegas residency will feature 34 performances and officially begin June 16th and will end on November 4th.
And we said that we love you, Adele.
Mm-hmm.
The stance of Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts. we love you, Adele.
Yeah, we love you.
We think you're fantastic,
yeah.
But we shan't be paying that price.
No.
So we shall be going to see Adele, the Adele impersonator. Uh-huh. At the
Nugget. I thought it was Adele Pickle.
No, Adele. It's a drag queen impersonator. Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm in. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Adele. Yeah.
Yeah. That, exactly.
I might go see the real deal.
No, we're going to stand outside the Coliseum doors, right. And we're going to put our ears. To the door.
Yep. That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, and then we're going to go play penny slots. I'm a fan of the one that has the goldfish on them. And then I'm going to go find some half-empty containers of beverages lying around the casino floor.
Aren't they free?
And I'm going to mix.
Mix them. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to make my own creation and I'm going to walk around.
All right. That's quite an adventure there.
That's how I do Vegas.
That's right. We can't wait to go see Adele.
Yeah, we can't. We can't wait. Now, some folks are speculating that maybe she might even extend just a wee bit further, but that November 4th date is going to end just in time for the Las Vegas Grand Prix. This event is gonna be, you know, bananas. This is the Grand Prix Formula One race cars, and they're blocking off the entire city for the race cars.
Oh, Lord.
To drive through the strip. Nothing is going to go wrong. This will be a perfectly executed, safe, fun, family-friendly event.
Yep. Nothing will happen. No.
No, it'll be all good. Yeah.
For more stories like this, head to our website. That website? MyTalk1071.com. When we come back, a little more TV talk. In the meantime, please take this opportunity to feed your family, feed yourself, make some bacon and eggs, and we'll be back after this.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Come on home to NBC. That's right. Welcome back. The home of Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago Post Office, Chicago Sanitation, Chicago Reserve.
Wastewater Management Plant.
Chicago Parks and Rec.
Did you guys ever visit
Chicago
one of those?
Parking meter?
Right. Chicago Transportation Department. Yes.
Did we ever visit a wastewater management plant?
Yep. Did you do that as a field trip? I did it in eighth grade.
No.
I will never forget that.
Oh,
did you?
Ever. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. It was very interesting.
You
but,
saw how
ooh,
the sausage
the smell,
get made.
Oh, man, the stuff in there. Oh. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I never did that. No.
I think it will change you. I think we should all visit at one point, especially as adults, just to see what really goes down and just how grateful we are for drinkable, amazing water.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See how it's made. Little Alexis's eyes just grow really large.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, that's how it's done.
We didn't have those things in Indiana. We didn't know. We didn't have those types of field trips. No.
You just had a bucket and a Bic lighter.
That's it. We didn't have public sanitation in Indiana. Yeah.
A strainer.
Yeah, that's it.
And some cheesecloth.
Yeah. Oh, each kid got a strainer instead of a napping carpet. That's what we got in elementary school. A strainer and a bucket. That's it. There's Indiana public sanitation. No, we didn't. I'm thinking back now. We went to the newspaper. I remember that. Mm-hmm. We went to a bank.
We went to City Hall.
Nice. Did you go to City Hall?
Uh-huh. Okay. Our City Hall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. That's very valuable.
Absolutely. I remember the bank. They all gave us these little round banks with an umbrella on top of it to save for a rainy day, you know, and it was trying to teach us. And that didn't really help. That obviously that lesson didn't sink in. But
they can't just give you a bank and not give you the details. That's thank the problem.
Mm-hmm. I just thought, oh, this is decorative. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, thank you for this. It's
listen to that. The ice cream man's here. Gotta break my bank.
I think we did go to an ice cream. We went to some kind of ice cream factory because in the town that I grew up in, I believe had some kind of dairy plant facility. Now, ooh. I might be hallucinating.
And or I maybe might, just and I dreaming.
Might be making it up. I often think that about my childhood. Did that really happen?
Yeah.
But we should relive our childhood field trips as adults.
Yes. Well, that would be fun. Can we go to the post office?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
We went to
the
one
water
of those.
Park.
We went to one of those colonial villages. I forgot what it was called in Indiana. Right. But like where, you know, where people are still making their butter and there's a locksmith and there's but I forgot in Indiana, which it doesn't matter for the sake of the story. But
there's a great one here, Jace, you could do. It's called the Little Log Cabin Pioneer Village. It's in Hastings.
Oh,
yeah. And during the Dakota County Fair, they've got Dakota Village.
Oh, see?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Uh-huh. Wouldn't that be funny to do the show from there one time? The night there and then wake up like, and we can't wear underwear. Did you know that? I learned that from Oprah.
What do you mean?
When Oprah and Gail went back in time, remember they did for that. If you could see Alexis's face right now, if you could see Oprah's, Alexis's face right now,
if you could see her now.
So we're in bloomers. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You can't wear panties.
Wow.
Well, that's fine. It's good for your crotch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just hammer time.
Yeah, you can't. And I don't know about the men folk, but yeah, when they went back and I forgot what. Here's the scene right here. This is what they're talking about here from. And I know it frightens you that I have this pulled
you
up.
Get that don't have.
OK, they don't give these shows to monkeys. OK, but they go back to the 1600s in colonial Maine. This is one of my favorite Oprah episodes ever, but listen to this exchange. They're getting their training. Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now.
In my mind, I'm thinking, are there black people at this place?
We have had two African-Americans in the project. They both left for personal reasons.
Oprah, the black people left for personal reasons.
So what's going to be the reaction in the colony?
Are they armed?
That's Gail. Yeah.
How does that work?
It doesn't. There wasn't any.
So how does one clean oneself?
I think one cleans oneself. One cleans oneself with leaves or rags.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
No, really, leaves? Are you kidding? Leaves? I should have asked more about this project.
Now they're trying on clothes. Wow.
Lots of different things to put on. It's the beginning of Ralph Lauren. Jeez, guys, are these supposed to close? Couldn't have been a lot of sex going on. You gotta get out of this thing. There's no privacy and no toilet paper. That would eliminate a whole lot of intimate activities.
Well, Gail, you're looking cute. You're looking like Heidi.
These clothes were not designed, obviously, for comfort or for making you look attractive.
Tell me again why we can't wear panties.
When we were told that we had to remove our panties versus like, ugh.
Oh, okay, there are no bras and there were no panties. Oh,
but when did bloomers come along?
I think that's more 18th century.
All these years, women did not have panties?
No Victoria, nor secret.
What happens with no panties during that time of the month?
Oh!
I don't think it had ever occurred to me that there was a period of time where women didn't wear panties.
Did you remove your panties?
Not yet. I still have my panties holding on to the last.
I just started thinking in my mind, oh, God, are you sure you want me to go? I mean, aren't you supposed to go by yourself?
Here she is with the panties now.
Isn't it liberating?
Yes.
Woo! Feel the breeze.
Okay.
PBS producers told us it's good to go to the colony bringing something. So they gave us burlap bags with ham, a block of cheese, and some sugar.
It was so good. Oh, God. But no panties in the
1600s. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ready to be free and easy.
Yeah. I'll put Lex, I'm going to send you
a little bit. So,
yeah. Lex in the talk back. Yes. I'm going to put this is the full episode on Oprah's YouTube channel.
Oh, perfect.
You can actually watch this Oprah and Gail go back in time episode.
Oh, I love it.
And it's on OWN's YouTube channel. It's really good. It's probably in 25 seasons, it's one of my favorite episodes because it is hysterical. Those two, especially when they arrive on the colony and flies are all over the food. And then, Oprah volunteers to make breakfast and Gail asks for her bacon to be extra crispy. And Oprah is not in the mood. She looks at Gail. She goes, "This is not the Four Seasons." She goes, "Oprah is pissed. She is done."
Oh my God.
Yeah, so good.
Uh-oh. I put a link up on our show page if you want to watch it, too.
Perfect. We're going to take a break. Run to Red. Hi, everyone. It's Chase for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Hashtag Lex's burrito strategy. I am not going to tell you to run to Red today. Why? Because Red is closed. So do not run to Red today. They are open tomorrow, though. So Tuesday through Friday, 2 to 5, is also the kickoff of Happy Hour. All kidding aside. If you're heading down for a game, maybe your T-Wolves game, maybe you're seeing a concert at Orchestra Hall or in St. Paul, you're going down to the X, get to the downtowns early and run to Red Rabbit. Red Rabbit has such amazing homemade pasta, mostaccioli, lasagna. You know my favorite, the cavatelli with that fennel sausage. I always say, if you crave a dish at a restaurant, that is the sign. That is, as Holly says, chef's kiss. I crave the cavatelli at Red Rabbit. Start off with some oysters and some delicious wine. Boom, you have a dinner. So tomorrow, grab your sweet honey and run to Red.
Baby
Jason girl, and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk. Later on our My Talk app. If you miss the episode, don't worry about it. You can listen to it when it's convenient for you, not for us. On our app.
That's right. Keep dates.
Uh-huh.
Take us anywhere, baby.
Take us to the dentist, to Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Take us to meet a hookup at the Hojo, wherever you want to go. Mm-hmm. Yep, we're there.
Yeah, whatever kind of hooking you like.
I probably wouldn't recommend listening to us while you're having Nookie, but, I mean, you do you.
Maybe while you're crocheting.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of crafting, how are your walleye coming? Your little crocheted walleye, are they...
Yeah.
Because, you know, Holly and I are depending on those to pull in some money for a...
That's right. That's right. We're going to be launching walleyes.
That's right.
For charity.
The body is done. Now, I do want to make... Because, you know, there are a multitude of colors. So
yeah.
I'm going to figure out how to paint or dye them or do something fun, like an added texture. So okay. Look forward to that. But, yeah, otherwise, yeah, they'll for sure be ready. My project down in dirty time. I've got 4. Is that enough?
That's enough.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta keep the scarcity. Scarcity will drive up the price.
That's
right. Studio 54. If they can't get in, they wanna get in.
Yeah.
If they can't buy it, they're gonna wanna buy it.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Speaking
of projects, now yes. I'm gonna tease ahead.
Okay.
I'm gonna tease ahead to an AbFab coming up later this week. So proof you should listen every darn day. Because mm-hmm. I told Holly during the break, and you two are going to benefit from this.
Oh,
you're
really?
You two are going to benefit from this. Because Q is going to deliver to you, I don't want to put a day on it, it could be even as early as tomorrow. But I have an AbFab. I have found a new YouTube baker that I'm obsessed with.
Oh, right.
And I'll play a clip of her later in the week. And I am making... her amazing red velvet cake recipe sometime this week. And then we're going to do a Cakes by Jace taste test with you guys. So Key will be bringing in, and then I'll share the recipe.
Love it.
And then we'll name her AbFab. So you'll find out who that is and why I think she's one of the best bakers on YouTube because of how she lays everything out with ease. It's so easy. And she's delightful. You'll find out who she is. and you'll see if this red velvet cake is really as good as all the comments tell me it is.
Ooh.
So,
yeah. There's something unusual that she adds to the batter that makes it extra, well, extra?
Okay, can I tell you this? Yeah. She did give a hack. Let me just, I don't want to make you wait. So I'll just give you this little hint.
Okay.
I watched a video over the weekend. She told everyone how to spruce up box cake mixes.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
I was fascinated.
Ready.
What's this?
Are you ready for this?
Yep.
It's very simple. This is a quick way for you to spruce up. And she said, look, sometimes you can't even tell the difference between a box and a pro cake if you do these simple tweaks. She said, for instance, if your box a cake mix calls for one egg, you add two eggs. So you add an extra egg.
Okay.
Instead of water, you do milk.
Oh.
And then you add a quarter cup of melted butter. If you do those
butter's
three.
The answer.
And then the other thing that I went, fascinating. Let's say you're doing a vanilla sponge. You're doing a vanilla cake.
Yeah.
If you have a packet of vanilla pudding, pour that into.
Really?
You're doing a chocolate cake. Yes. If you're doing a chocolate cake, you have chocolate pudding, pour that in to the batter. She did a side by side. She followed the recipe from the box perfectly. And then she did her add-ons and substitutions. Her cake was higher and softer.
Ooh.
Because of the added egg. So if you have a box, add one more egg and then substitute milk for water.
Ooh.
Girl,
that's so good. I love that. Yeah,
definitely. Don't you love that? Right. I loved that tip. I love that from her. I'll reveal who it is later in the week.
Right. I have one little tip if you're making Rice Krispie treats.
Yes.
Because it made me think of it because of the added butter.
Yeah.
So when you're making Rice Krispie treats, it calls for a half a stick of butter.
You have said this before. Yes.
Put the whole thing in. One whole stick.
Very good.
One bag of marshmallows, 6 cups of Rice Krispies. Championship. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
I think my mother-in-law did this last night. She made a chocolate cake, and I wonder how it turned out. She did box cheat. Yeah. And I am just going to make her homemade red velvet with, I told Holly, because I said it was perfect. Holly mentioned, listen to hour one or two, everyone, later. Holly was mentioning her fantasy of just sitting alone in a room eating a tub of buttercream icing. So I said, she has a homemade recipe for a very special cream cheese frosting for this red velvet that I'm going to make.
Ooh.
So I am very excited to try this. I am very excited. And I love her. So we'll reveal
who
that is.
We're very excited to try it. So
yes.
Any guinea pigging you need, we're your gals.
That would be funny to call it that.
I'm preparing my body.
God, that would be funny to call it guinea pigging.
Yeah.
We should do call it that, guinea pigging.
Let's do it.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Let me prepare my body. My mind is there. But in order to get guinea pigging, I am going to need about 24 hours.
Okay.
To prepare my body.
I'll get a water bottle.
Yeah.
Guinea pigging.
A little water bottle.
Yeah. Ball.
Salt lick. A little salt lick.
Some shavings.
I tease this, so I think this is a fun way to end the show. It's a little soundbite. You know, Adam Sandler won the Mark Twain Comedy Prize.
Yeah.
And Conan O'Brien, once again, we all love Conan on this show. Conan knocked it out of the park. He got up there to honor Adam, and come on. Conan's the best. Listen to a chunk of his monologue honoring Adam.
I come before you tonight to state, in complete honesty and sincerity, you're making a terrible, terrible mistake. No award has screwed up this badly since a MacArthur Genius Grant was given to Vin Diesel. Seriously, people have not been this shocked since I won a Latin Grammy. It was 2019. Look it up. Shakira and I killed it.
Conan. He's just so damn good.
Really, truly.
So good. God, his podcast is good. Mm-hmm. That's another ab fab. If you, Conan O'Brien needs a friend, it's so good. Yeah, that James really Burrow is. Episode, the three of us would nerd out with it. But even, you know, if you're just a novice lover of pop culture. You're a tourist. You would love it. Yeah. James Burrow, Taxi, Cheers, Will and Grace, everything. So there we go.
Oh, I can't wait to see that whole thing. I think Adam Sandler is very deserving of that award. I know he's kidding because obviously he's up there, but
yeah,
just think of all of his projects and really changed things.
Absolutely. And was underestimated. That cast was hated by critics when they were on there.
Yes.
Hated, despised. And look at them. Historically, that's going to do it for us. If you're a kid being bullied, go out there and be yourself because no one can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so much. Don and Steve Experience next, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now. Love you.